Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here, winging my way back from some speeches in Alaska. And sitting in for me is a man that I adore, Carl Jackson. Everybody adores him. The guy is gutsy, smart, funny, sincere, and really subversive, religious. Enjoy. Take it away, Carl.
Thank you, Dennis Prager. Listen, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I am your guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in for Dennis Prager. If it sounds as though my voice is a little raspy, it is. I returned on a flight last night, actually this morning at 1 a.m. My flight was delayed. My wife, my daughter, and I all returned from a fabulous wedding that we got to attend in Ohio. My niece Audrey and her new husband, Scott, were married. So congratulations to them. It was a very cool time. I didn't want to fly if masks were still involved, but thank God masks are not involved except for people that choose to wear them. And it seems to me that people were a lot nicer, a lot kinder to each other. Oh, and by the way, remember the left-wing media was talking about how people like you and I, freedom lovers that didn't want to wear masks, would probably go nutso on all of those people that wanted to wear masks or would continue to wear masks and attack them. That didn't happen. People simply don't care. The left is upset because they can no longer bully us around. They can no longer divide us. I'm going to start with a story that I think is very important and perhaps the most important news over the weekend. And I'm going to get into tons of stories as I typically do. But first and foremost, I want to thank Dennis Prager. I want to thank Sue Prager. I want to thank Alan Estrin for giving me the opportunity to sit behind this microphone. It's always an honor to sit in or guest host for Dennis Prager. I absolutely adore the man. I love the man. I look up to him. He's doing so much to fight for this nation, to fight for this country, to fight for your God-given rights. And you just have to love the man and respect him for that. And he's a man of his word, the guy that you hear on radio is the same guy that I've spoken to, the same guy that I've met. So praise God for Dennis Prager. Let me start with perhaps what might be an unconventional story, and perhaps some of my colleagues would not start with this, but I do believe that it is one of the most important stories of the entire weekend and of today, and I think it sets the tone. I think it gives us a foundation to understand where we are in America and why it's important. Why it's important. First, let me say this, though. Let me make a couple of comments before I go to this article. I want you to understand this. You can't love people and vote Democrat. Let me say that again. Carl, oh, man, you partisan hack. No, you can't love people and vote for Democrats, at least not the current Democrat Party as it exists today. You cannot claim to love people and vote Democrat. And we'll get into that. Hat tip, Breitbart. Archbishop Pelosi will be denied communion over abortion. Carl, what are you talking about? With all the news going on today, you mean to tell me that this is the most important story out there? And the answer is, quite frankly, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I want you to understand this about religion when it comes to religion. And I think Dennis Prager does that so well behind this microphone. Guys, objective truth matters. What religion is, what the Judeo-Christian value system is, what the Christian church is, what Jews represent, what Mormons represent, what Catholics represent. You may have your theological disagreements, but overall, what we represent are biblical truth, objective truth, not fake truth, not subjective truth, but objective truth. I want to read this quote from Francis Schaeffer, and I want to give you a scripture verse as well. First, let's do this. Let's give you the scripture verse. Carl, I didn't intend to go to church. Well, you should have went yesterday. You wouldn't have to worry about today. All right, but no, listen, we're not going to go there. But I do believe that I have to say, lay the foundation. So here's a biblical truth for you from Romans 12:9. Let love be sincere and without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Let me read that again. Let love be sincere and without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. One of the things that Francis Schaeffer says, or a quote from Francis Schaeffer, those of you that might not know him, he was a Christian apologist. And Christian ethics is inseparable from theology, he points out, because Christian ethics is grounded in the character of God. He says this, and I quote, one of the distinctions of the Judeo-Christian God is that not all things are the same to him. That at first may sound rather trivial, but in reality, it is one of the most profound things one can say about the Judeo-Christian God. He exists. He has a character. And not all things are the same to him. Some things conform to his character and some are opposed to his character. The task of Christian ethics is determining what conforms to God's character and what does not. So yet again, I will say it. I will say it. You cannot love people and vote for the Democrat Party. Going back to this story on Breitbart, a San Francisco Catholic Archbishop, his name is Salvatore Cordileone. Forgive me, Father, if I'm butchering your name. I definitely don't mean any disrespect. But the Catholic Archbishop of San Francisco, as a matter of fact, he said this on Friday, that he will no longer allow U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to receive communion because of her support for abortion rights. Carl, why is this important? Guys, this is important because if the church doesn't get it, no one else will. If people of faith don't get objective truth, if people of faith don't care enough about people, if we sincerely believe what we believe, if we don't care enough about people to say, don't do this, don't go this way, or you won't go to hell, nothing we say matters. If Dennis Prager doesn't hold to his Jewish faith, what he says on the radio, quite frankly, doesn't matter. If I don't believe the things that I say on radio, if they're not objectively true, then they don't matter. There is no your truth. There is no my truth. There is only objective truth. And the church is meant to be, the church, the synagogue, is meant to be the place of objective truth. The church is the doctor. The church should always be or serve as the doctor of truth. And if the church doesn't do its job, then society and culture falls. And that is exactly what we are witnessing happening. So this is why I say, regardless of all the stories that you will hear about, and we'll talk about those today, but regardless of all those stories that you hear, this is the most fundamental and important story of them all, because it lays the foundation. It sets the truth in place. And that is very, very important. So again, you have this Catholic Archbishop of San Francisco says, Nancy Pelosi, you will no longer receive Holy Communion. It just will not happen. Archbishop Salvatore Cordileone said he sent Pelosi a letter on April 7th expressing his concerns after she vowed to codify the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision establishing a constitutional right to abortion into law because of the Texas law banning most abortions that will take effect if the high court overturns Roe. Cordileone also said Pelosi never responded. He wrote her six times or tried to get a hold of her six times. No response from Pelosi. Cordileone gave Pelosi a choice. He said, Nancy, you must either repudiate your support of abortion rights or stop speaking about her Catholic faith. And that if she didn't, he would have no other choice but to declare she is not allowed to receive communion. This is the essence of truth. If the church does not stand for truth, the culture is going to fall. And ultimately, that's what we're seeing. I'm going to get into a few stories today. I'm going to get into a column with Victor Davis Hanson. He talks about his Biden success, our mess. I'll dive in deeply to that. I don't know if you guys have heard about the next and the latest Leah Thomas. Apparently, there's a surfer on the pro surfer circuit that's now claiming to be a woman and is dominating both the male and the female professional game of sports. So we're going to talk about that as well. Remember, what I'm trying to do is set the table. Objective truth matters. That's why this story is the most important story. We'll get into this. We only have 20 seconds left. You can call in 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Make sure you guys subscribe to PragerU.com. Get everything you see on PragerU.com. Read Dennis Prager's articles, his columns. Every Tuesday, you can check those out. This is Carl Jackson. We'll be back in a few.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor pain-free studio.
Dennis Prager here, and the real estate market is hot right now. People are taking advantage of low interest rates and economic uncertainty by investing in real assets. Whether you're a first-time buyer or just looking to make a change, the key to getting the property you want is being pre-qualified with cash in hand. That's why you should contact Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Andrew and Todd are mortgage bankers. Bankers, not brokers, so their team takes care of you personally from start to finish. In fact, you'll probably speak with either Andrew or Todd directly. Go online and fill out a few simple questions, and they can usually assess your situation right over the phone. Andrew and Todd are with you every step of the way. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com, or 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172.
All right, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in for the great Dennis Prager. And again, forgive me if my voice sounds a little raspy. I caught a cold flying, going back and forth to Ohio. No, I didn't catch it on the flight. I actually caught it from my daughter. So no worries there. But it was a pleasure to fly out to Ohio to go to witness the marriage of Audrey and Scott. Just a great fun time. And again, thank God the masked Nazis were no longer on the flights. It's amazing. It's amazing because one of the things that I observed once getting into the airport as well as the airplane, the vast majority of people just weren't wearing masks. I hadn't flown for quite some time before COVID began. I didn't want to fly until this mask mandate was uplifted, and thank God it has been. And it just goes to show the vast majority of Americans didn't believe the hype. They didn't want to wear the mask. And a lot of people were simply wearing the mask for political theater, to virtue signal. They didn't want to be mocked by their fellow American. But the left no longer wields that power. For those of you that are on the line, I'm going to ask you to stay there. I want to get through this story. But I see the phone lines the callers out there are lining up. Jerry, Clara, Tom, Don, all of you that are calling in, I promise I will get to you. But I want to go through the story, and I want to tie in other issues that are just as important when it comes to this story. But we're talking about this Catholic archbishop that basically told Nancy Pelosi, listen, she can't take Holy Communion. And I say this is important because if we're going to fight a culture war, those of us on the right, those of us that believe in freedom, those of us that believe in the Constitution and our Judeo-Christian value system, then it must start there. Our system starts with this belief that every single person, every single individual are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. So if the church body gets it wrong, the culture is going to get it wrong. And there's a lot of conservatives that'll say, listen, we got to do more than talk. We have to do action. You know, there's got to be action. And you're right. There does have to be action, especially leading up to November 2022. But we can't avoid talking about this stuff. We need to talk about it. Some of you, the next action may be to talk to your friend, your neighbor, a fellow churchgoer. The fact of the matter is the left talks about their belief system, their value system all the time. And those of us on the right, except for those of us that are talking heads on radio or in media, perhaps we don't talk about it enough. So I don't want to ever minimize the power of speech, the power of the First Amendment, the power to be able to communicate what you believe. That is essential. That is important. Without words, oftentimes people do not act. So never minimize that. I hear some conservatives saying that, and I'm like, yeah, hold up on that. We should do both. We should speak about this stuff, and we should act. Faith without works is dead, but we should have faith, and we should speak about those things of which we do believe. But going back to this story, here's what you have to understand. If this archbishop genuinely believes that abortion is a sin, and he does, and that people can be damned to hell, then he has a duty, he has an obligation to speak out against Nancy Pelosi, and he did. Here's what the archbishop said, and I quote, "I am hereby notifying you, Nancy Pelosi," I'm adding Nancy Pelosi in there, "that you are not to present yourself for Holy Communion, and should you do so, you are not to be admitted to Holy Communion until such time as you publicly repudiate your advocacy for the legitimacy of abortion and confess and receive absolution of this grave sin in the sacrament of penance." Let me take a pause there. By the way, the number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776. My name is Carl Jackson. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Rumble. Subscribe to my pages there. Subscribe to my podcast, the CarlJacksonPodcast.com. I talk about this and several other issues this morning, so please subscribe there. Also, make sure you subscribe to PragerU.com. If you have a nut-so-whack job kid that's getting ready to go into college, or actually, I would start them off in as young as middle school, start showing them some of these PragerU videos so your kids don't get brainwashed by the left as they head into college. The number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Now, I started off by telling you that you can't love people and vote for the Democrat Party. That isn't to say that every Democrat out there is evil. That isn't to say that every Democrat is bad or a bad person. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm talking about the structure, the politicians of the Democrat Party and how they exist today. This is an evil party. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hold back. I don't believe this is hyperbole. The stuff that this left-wing party, this Marxist party is doing is unheard of, is unprecedented. And we'll get into some of those things. But I argue you cannot love people and vote for the Democrat Party today. Oh, Carl, what are you talking about? You don't believe me? Let's just look at the black abortion rate. Do you understand that the black population is approximately 13%, yet we kill approximately 36% of our babies? I mean, we kill 50% of our babies approximately. I'm sorry, only 13% of the population, yet we account for, so let me reframe that, we account for 36% of the abortions in the city of New York, New York City. More black women, listen to me, more black women have abortions than they do give birth to their children. For those of you that pretend as if because you're voting Democrat, you're down with the struggle, you're down with black people, you're not down with black people, you're complicit in genocide. Let's be emphatically clear on that. If you vote for the Democrat Party, listen to me, black people. Don't call me the sellout when you're voting for a party that's killing your own people. We should be 25% of the population, yet we're 12 to 13% if we're lucky on a good day. Don't mind the fact that we're still killing our babies and we're killing each other in the middle of the streets in urban communities. So don't call me the sellout. You're the sellout if you're voting for the Democrat Party. It's simple. This is clear cut. I don't buy into this nonsense, your truth, my truth. There's only one truth. That is objective truth, and that's God's truth. It's as simple as that. And for those of you liars that say blacks can't be racist, I encourage you to look at one of my latest podcasts from Friday, and I break it down, three reasons why blacks can be racist, and it's asinine. Hear me. It is asinine for leaders, for black leaders to say otherwise. And they're sending some of you black people to hell with gasoline draws on. So do not buy that nonsense. You guys stay there. I see the lines are lighting up. Let's get back to this story at hand. The archbishop goes on to say, after numerous attempts to speak with her, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, he says to help her understand the great evil she is perpetrating, the scandal she is causing, and the danger to her own soul she is risking, I have determined that the point has come in which I must make a public declaration that she is not to be admitted to Holy Communion. Thank God for this Court of Lyon. Now I'm going to tell you about a weak archbishop, a man by the name of Cardinal Wilton Gregory. He says, Each bishop, you have to understand, controls his own diocese. And he says, hey, listen, she's more than welcome. And she and Biden are more than welcome to receive communion here.
Folks, I'd like to tell you about a helpful software app. It's called Zapier, Z-A-P-I-E-R. If you're trying to grow a business, time is precious. Imagine if you could streamline all your routine operation tasks, lead management, employee onboarding, or even customer support. That's where the awesome power of Zapier comes in. It makes it easy to connect all your apps, automate routine tasks, streamline your processes. It frees up your time to prioritize customer and client needs. Zapier makes it easy for anyone to get started with business automation. No coding required. Easily connect 4,000 of the most powerful apps businesses use every day. Google Sheets, QuickBooks, thousands of easy-to-use templates. The average Zapier user saves over $10,000 in recovered time every year. Over 1.8 million people and businesses use it. See for yourself why thousands of other companies use Zapier every day to automate their business. Try it for free at Zapier.com, Zapier.com/Dennis, Zapier.com/Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis Prager. Such an honor and a privilege always to be sitting behind the microphone for Dennis Prager. I am your special guest host, Carl Jackson. Again, I want to thank Dennis and Sue. I also want to thank Alan Estrin and Sean McConnell, that's in my ear, for giving me the opportunity to be behind the microphone yet again. So thank you so much for that. I want to continue with this topic. The theme for today is, listen, you can't love people and vote for the Democrat Party. It's impossible. You cannot love people and vote for the Democrat Party. And I'm going to get into, I want to delve in further to this column by Victor Davis Hanson, an intellectual on the right that does a fantastic job of putting things into perspective and contextualizing the era that we're under, this Marxist control, these wannabe Marxists in the White House and in the Democrat Party. You can't vote for the Democrat Party as it exists today and claim that you love people. I don't think that you can vote for the Democrat Party as it exists today and claim that you love God. And for those of you that on the left that would say, well, you're judgmental. Well, aren't you judging me by saying that I'm judgmental? It is God that has the ability to judge the heart. All right. So make sure your heart is right with God. It's really as simple as that. I want to finish up with this column. I want to get into what's happening with Title 42. I want to talk about this new surfer. And also there's a column that I want to get to where the Biden administration on the sneak, they're trying to make it where, how do I explain this? They're trying to make it where doctors and healthcare providers have to capitulate. People, they're trying to get rid of religious objection. They're trying to get rid of the right of conscience when it comes to doctors and healthcare professionals. Guys, I have told you, I've said this time and time again, if Republicans do not fight to get rid of Obamacare, hook, line, and sinker, they are not worth having in Congress. I know that's a old topic, but how do you destroy America? It's really easy. There are three ways that the left does it. I use an acronym to remember myself, and I just say HER, and that's healthcare. That's anything related to healthcare. That's energy, anything related to energy, and that's identity politics or racial politics, whatever you want to call it, anything related to that. Those are the three ways in which are the tools that the left are using to fundamentally destroy the United States of America while they tell you to pat them on the back while they make life for you a living hell. This is what they want to do. By the way, the number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Callers, don't go anywhere. I will get to you as shortly as possible. But let me get back into this column. We're talking about how if the Biden administration wanted to destroy America, would they do anything differently than they're already doing? And I would argue that no, they wouldn't. They don't care about the polls anymore. I told you before the break, your misery is the Democrats' party job security. You notice going all the way back to the war on poverty for all of you black people that may be listening. You want that government cheese. Isn't it funny how you can go back to the war on poverty and you can say, well, damn, You know, we started voting Democrat overwhelmingly, and life has just gotten crappier and crappier. It seems that at some point you would wake the hell up and say, this isn't working. But instead, what the Democrat Party can do every 2 years, people, brace yourself, because if the racist story of last week doesn't work with the shooter in Buffalo, New York, there will be another story that the Democrat Party will try to exploit leading up to the midterms in 2022. It's what they do. They just exploit black people. They don't fix the community, the problems in the black community. They have no desire to. If they fix the problems in the black community would start voting Republican. They can't have that. They can't have that. So let's get back to the issue at hand. Let's talk about the borders real quick. So going back to Victor Davis Hanson's columns, he says, never in U.S. history has an administration simply canceled immigration laws, opened the border, and welcomed in millions of illegal aliens, all arriving illegally and without vetting, without vaccinations and tests in times of a pandemic. All right. So cartels are importing fentanyl and other deadly drugs. There's terrorists that are escaping. There's been news that terrorists have gotten away with the getaways, if you will. Some have been caught. Thank God. I'm sure many others haven't, unfortunately. So here's what happens with the illegal immigration. Illegals represent what I call the new Negro vote. They represent a permanent underclass, a perpetual underclass. This is what the left wants. They have no desire. Democrats, if you're on the edge, I want you to get this. I want you to understand that. Understand this. The Democrat Party has no desire to better your life, to better your circumstances. They can't. They wouldn't be needed. They would not be needed. If you're successful, if you buy into the jargon, so-called, like I do, Christ, Constitution, or Judeo-Christian values, Constitution, capitalism, if you buy into that, they've lost you. They can't afford to lose you. So they have to keep you mad. They have to keep you mad at people like me. They have to keep you mad at old Whitey, people like Dennis Prager. They got to keep you mad at people like him, in order so they can retain your vote. But while they keep you mad at people like myself and Dennis Prager and the other hosts on Salem News Network, they're making your lives a living hell because they have to in order to get your vote. They know that if they can keep you mad, they'll keep you voting for them. They know that if they can keep you impoverished, they can keep you voting for them. And that's exactly what they're doing with the new illegal immigration vote. Importing Democrats, importing the new Negro vote is what they're attempting to do. So these illegals represent a permanent underclass. Almost all of the entering millions who break the law are poor. They're poor. They're poor. Without high school diplomas, they can't speak English, many of them. No English skills. They're in dire need of massive federal and state housing. They're in dire need of food, education, legal services, health subsidies. Who's going to pay for that? Of course we are. And Democrats are going to come to the rescue. Da da da. Here I am. And they're super, you know, their Superman cape or whatever. I'm here to save you. But their goal is to make these new illegal immigrants depending on them. This is really simple and it's really evil. It's insidious. It's insane. Are leftists looking for the new Negro vote? Of course they are. Victor Davis Hanson goes on to say, now those are my words, not Victor Davis Hanson, so don't call the brother out. Do the leftists in Washington believe that millions of dependent new residents will look to the left for decades of support, soon find ways to reciprocate with votes at the polls? And the answer is, of course. The answer is, of course. Obama's energy secretary, remember this, back in 2008, Stephen Chu once gaffed in the 2008 campaign when he openly wished that the U.S. gas prices would reach European levels. We're there. We're there. They're doing exactly what they want to do. For those of you that are hanging on, don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to you on the other side of this break. Josephine, I see you out there. The rest of you out there, I will get to you. I promise that. All right. So then Biden canceled these new oil and gas leases. What the heck do you think would come out of that? Is that why he did it, to make your life a living hell? Energy crisis, What? Canceling new oil and gas leases? You don't expect that you're going to have to, or he doesn't expect, the left doesn't expect that you'll have to pay more at the pump? Of course they know this. Of course they know this. They cancel out the Keystone XL pipeline. You got diesel prices up $7 a gallon in California. Good God. Help us, Lord. It's insane. Do you think that they believe these policies will actually help Americans? No. They don't believe that. What they want you to do is flood to these electrical vehicles. And then when you realize you can't afford those, or too many of us can't be out there with electrical vehicles, then they hope that you'll move to the cities and be governed by the likes of what's the guy in New York, Eric Adams in New York, or Garcetti in Los Angeles, that you'll fall prey to these Democrat mayors. It's absolutely insane. Inflation is exceeding 8% annually now. Most consumers feel it. It's more than double that, and we can see that when we go to the grocery store. We know that it's higher than 8%. Do you think the left really wanted to make things better for you with this stuff, printing trillions and trillions of dollars, not raising the interest rate in order to make your money, your dollar less valuable? Do you think they did all of this by accident? I dare to say they did not. This is Carl Jackson, and for Dennis Prager, we'll be back with your calls. Guys, don't go anywhere.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor pain-free studio.
Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that out around 2006, and towels changed forever. He found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And that happens to be true. I use them. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, by entering the promo code PRAGER. Or call 800-761-6302 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code PRAGER.
Hey, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm your special guest host, Carl Jackson, filling in for Dennis Prager. I want to encourage you, all of you that are listening, go to PragerU.com. Make sure you subscribe there. If you have any woke teenagers, kids, or kids and teenagers that you don't want to become woke, I suggest you start sharing the Dennis Prager videos, the PragerU.com videos with them. Great podcast there. Amala Apanobi. There's Will Witt. I interviewed them both in the past. Phenomenal podcasters. So get them. Get your kids hooked on that so they will fight to save America and not go woke. And again, you can follow me all places on social media, The Carl Jackson Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. Subscribe to my podcast on SalemPodcastNetwork.com or the Carl Jackson or the Carl Jackson Podcast.com or anywhere podcasts are found. All right, let's take a couple of calls, and I want to get right back into this and get into the new dude surfer that's pretending to be a woman and now dominating female surfing. This is insane. Honestly, women, I don't want to see women lose their career, but it's time for women to start standing. You feminists, it's time for you to stand up and back away out of these sports. Let the dude surf by himself. It's insane. I don't know how else you stop it. Let me go to Josephine. I believe she was there. Let me go to Josephine, and then Mike in Indiana. I see you. We'll get to you. Josephine in Chicago, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm Carl Jackson. You got the mic.
Yes, Carl, I have a son, Carl, too. I named him after John Paul II. I'm the 12th child in the family, and my mother didn't abort me. I come from Poland. I tell everybody about Dennis, and what did Jesus say? I don't bring you peace, I bring you division. Why did he say that? Because it was 250, I think Dennis said, 250 man-made rules, but they don't want to live according to two commandments and 10 commandments.
Wow.
And I got a problem with the family like my brother said that Obama was the best. He just told me last week that Obama was the best president. And I said, it was hot. So I, you know, they left for funeral. I was here by myself, so I couldn't talk to him. But I have to write it down, and I'm going to make a list. What they did, what they didn't do. I came here as I was almost 14, no English. I was just, I could count to 12, that's all. So if you want to help yourself by education by yourself. Like, if you want to count on yourself. What did your said?
Orwell.
If you want to help somebody, tell them the truth. But if you want to help yourself, tell them what they want to hear. Isn't that true?
Man, that is so true. Josephine, what a fabulous call. God bless you. These are the type of legal immigrants that we need in the United States, for God's sakes. I absolutely love it. Let's go to Mike in Hammond, Indiana. Mike, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson. You got the mic.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for taking my call. Concerning the killing of babies, it's about time somebody in the Catholic leadership stepped up and banned these politicians, whether it's her, Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco, or the Pope who accepted Biden in, over at the Vatican. It's unbelievable. It's got to start with the leadership to put a stop to this. You know, either that or you know, they're going to lose the Catholic Church, or not necessarily the religion, but I believe the leadership in the Catholic Church has become corrupt by government money, and that's the truth of it, in my opinion. And it's about time they stepped up.
Mike, listen, I appreciate the call, and I agree with you. I think religious leaders, whether it's of the Catholic faith, whether it's your evangelical Christian like myself, whether it's Jews, Mormons, I believe that we all need to step up and hold our leaders to account if they're not following doctrine, if they're not. I'm an evangelical Christian, so thank God I go to a Bible-believing church. But if they're not following doctrine, they should, and I believe they would, expect me to say something about it. And the same should be true for you. It's sad to say, but listen, our religious leaders, they're people too, and they're susceptible to sin just as we are. They're susceptible to, you know, they want accolades from the community and from people, just as sometimes we crave. But listen, there's a higher power. There's a higher power, and we have to make sure that we're looking up to God, because He is the source of true love. He is the source of objective truth. And if the church falls away from that, we're worthless. We're worthless in this culture war. So I think it's got to start there. Let me go through this, and then I'll come back and take more of your calls. But getting back to this issue with inflation, we talked about the border. I mean, just consider the arguments that the left want to use when it comes to inflation, and they've tried to. You know, in a sense, some people on the left says, oh, you know, we're spreading the wealth. They're not spreading any wealth. Or they'll talk about corporate greed. That had, like, the oil companies are, you know, they're gouging you. It's not inflation. It's not Bidenflation and the administration. These people are straight lying to you. We know that inflation is a tax on the poor. But I want you to understand this. Inflation moves the middle class to the welfare line. I want you to get that. Inflation moves the middle class to the welfare line. And that's what the Biden administration wants to do. The average, everyday Tom, Dick, and Harry that's trying to work to get ahead, to put food on his or her table, to pay their car note, to pay their rent or their mortgage. They're trying to destroy you and move you in line with the illegal aliens that are coming across our border, invading our country, so they have a perpetual underclass, including the illegal immigrants and you. That's what they're trying to do. And then let's talk about violent crime. Brent, Charles, Vincent, Dr. Jim, Maria, don't go anywhere. I want to get to every single one of you. But then let's go to violent crime. The combination of defunding the police, you have radical city and county prosecutors who don't charge or lock up criminals. What the heck do you expect to happen? This is the Democrat Party. I'm sorry. You cannot claim to love people. You can't claim to love people and vote Democrat. This is going to overwhelmingly, these soft on crime policies and emptying out jails and prisons, they're going to ignite, and they already have a national crime wave. Who do you think is going to be the most impacted by this? It's going to be none other than you, minorities, those of you in urban communities. It's time to stop voting Democrat. We'll be back.
With your
Thank you, Dennis Prager. And again, listen, guys, it's an honor to be behind the microphone sitting in for Dennis Prager. So I want to thank him publicly. I want to thank Sue as well. I want to thank Alan Estrin for giving me the opportunity. And of course, Sean McConnell, that's in my ear as always. Just a couple of pieces of news. And callers, don't go out there. Don't go away out there. 1-8-PRAGER-776. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Forgive me, guys. I am fighting a cold today. But I will get through the rest of this show, bring you as much news as possible, finish up these points, and I promise you I'll get to your calls. Herbert, Kevin, Robert, Dr. Fred, I see you out there. I want to get to all of you. And if anyone else wants to join in on the conversation, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Be sure to subscribe to PragerU.com, PragerU.com. If you don't want your kids to be brainwashed by the left, and I would say adults too. I watch the PragerU videos because I learn. I get informed, and I want to be able to combat the left in just civil conversation. I believe the more civics you know, the more you understand how it's important to have Judeo-Christian values that are represented in our culture, then you can fight against the left just by having decent conversations. So some conservatives say talk isn't enough. Well, some of us haven't talked enough, and that might be a first step for you to take. I would also say to get involved. If you can get involved locally for the 2022 campaign, the midterms, wherever you can, maybe it's going out to get signatures for a candidate or whatever it may be. Get involved this year. But also, don't be afraid to start talking about your value system, because the left isn't afraid to talk about what they value. Hat tip, Daily Wire, shocking public resignation. Never have I been so ashamed of my country, says a Russian diplomat. This is, again, hat tip to the Daily Wire. And callers, I will get to you, 1-8-PRAGER-776. And a telling indication of the brewing discontent among Russians regarding the invasion of Ukraine, a Russian diplomat to the UN in Geneva bashed the war as he resigned. Boris Bondarev, and I know I'm butchering that, so forgive me, counselor at the permanent mission of the Russian Federation to the UN, confirmed his resignation today, saying he had delivered his message to Gennady Gatilov, the permanent representative of the Russian Federation to the UN office in Geneva. He says, and I quote, "For 20 years of my diplomatic career, I have seen different turns of our foreign policy, but never have I been so ashamed of my country as on February 24 of this year." Bondarev wrote this in a letter addressed to his colleagues. He says, "This aggressive," and I'm quoting, "the aggressive war unleashed by Putin against Ukraine, and in fact, against the entire Western world," and he's right about that, "is not only a crime against the Ukrainian people, but also perhaps the most serious crime against the people of Russia, with a bold letter Z crossing out all hopes and prospects for a prosperous free society in our country." He says, "Those who conceive this war want only one thing: to remain in power forever, live in pompous, tasteless palaces, sail on yachts comparable in tonnage and cost to the entire Russian Navy, enjoying unlimited power and complete impunity," he says. He goes on to say, "To achieve that, they are willing to sacrifice as many lives as it takes. Thousands of Russians and Ukrainians have already died just for this." Bondarev targeted the Russian Foreign Ministry in his letter, snapping, quote, "I regret to admit that over all these 20 years, the level of lies and unprofessionalism in the work of the Foreign Ministry has been increasing all the time. However, in recent years, this has become simply catastrophic," he says. "Instead of unbiased information, impartial analysis, and sober forecasting, there are propaganda cliches in the spirit of Soviet newspaper of the 1930s. A system has been built that deceives itself," close quote. Then he goes on to say, "Minister Lavrov is a good illustration of the degradation of the system." He says, "In 18 years, he went from a professional and educated intellectual whom many of my colleagues held in such high esteem to a person who constantly broadcasts conflicting statements and threatens the world. That is Russia, too, with nuclear weapons. Today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is not about diplomacy," he says. "It is all about warmongering, lies, and hatred. It serves interests of a few, the very few people thus contributing to further isolation and degradation of my country. Russia no longer has allies, and there is no one to blame but its reckless and ill-conceived policy. I studied to be a diplomat and have been a diplomat for 20 years. The ministry has become my home and family, but I simply cannot any longer share in this bloody, witless, and absolutely needless ignominy. Listen, guys, he's not an American. It takes guts to be able to do that, to say that about Russia. We talk about being oppressed in America. If you think you're oppressed in America, I would encourage you to go ahead and leave. Let one of the illegal aliens take your place and go ahead and move to Russia and see how you like it. Another hat tip, Daily Wire, Biden administration considers tapping federal diesel reserve to relieve shortage. What a dummy. God almighty, what a dummy. I'm sorry. I don't like to say that about the president-elect of the United States, but the guy is a moron, and so are the people around him. This is going to make things even worse. We saw what happened when he tapped the federal, the strategic oil reserve. Not a doggone thing, yet we've wasted one-third of it for no freaking reason whatsoever, and gas prices continue to go up because the Biden administration continues to lie to Democrats who continue to believe him when he's the one that has canceled oil and gas leases. Started off day one canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, helped to fund Putin's war to kill Jews in Ukraine, and yet Democrats continue to worship at the altar of Biden and the Democrat Party apparatus. It is utter nonsense. You cannot love people and vote for the Democrat Party. It's impossible. I don't care about your skin color, all that crap. There's no affirmative action plan in heaven. So get over that nonsense. When you stand before God, he doesn't care if you're black. He doesn't care if you feel oppressed. He's going to say, what did you do on this earth? And no one's going to be standing next to you. No Democrats, not your mother, not your father, not your uncle, not your brother. It's going to be you and God, and you're going to have to come correct. And I don't give a damn, and nor will he, about your skin color. So you better get over that pretty quickly. All right. Now, a couple of stories that I want to get to. And I promise you, callers, I will get out there. But let me just get started here. Hat tip, Breitbart: judge orders Biden to keep Title 42 barrier in place. This is this is somewhat devastating news to the Biden administration, but it's also good news. And I explain this on my podcast and I go in depth. I won't have the same time to do that here. So make sure you check out my podcast, the Carl Jackson Podcast, on SalemPodcastNetwork.com, or just go to the Carl Jackson Podcast.com and please follow me on social media. I know this gets annoying, but this is part of the business. Those numbers are really important. And especially if you want me to help fight for you, and I know you guys have got my back, but if you want me to have your back, those social media numbers help. So the Carl Jackson Podcast.com, SalemPodcastNetwork.com, anywhere on social media, you can find me at the Carl Jackson Show. Hat tip, Breitbart: judge orders Biden to keep Title 42 barrier. So a federal judge has halted President Joe Biden's plan to end Title 42, ordering federal agencies to continue the program because the termination order likely violates federal law. So there's two wins worth noting here. This is very, very important. The decision is a win for Joe Biden, for President Joe Biden, but it is also a win for the opponents of Biden's easy migration policy. Carl, how can you say that this is a win for Joe Biden and it's a win for people like you and I that want closed borders? Guys, remember what I've told you in the past. Rhetoric and reality matters. I'm sorry. There's some conservatives that might say words don't matter as much. They do matter, but they need to be followed up by action. And this is what the Biden administration understands as well. So here's Biden's win for you. All right. So Biden's win comes because he can keep using Title 42 to manage the migrant inflow. Without Title 42, many more illegals would rush the border. And then forcing TV news executives to finally pay attention to it, broadcasting dramatic videos on the evening news. Also, he can blame the judge when his pro-migration allies want to blame someone for the title 42 barrier, so he can use it as a two-way cudgel against those of us that want closed borders. But he can also say, listen, you know, the media isn't going to be forced to cover the news that's happening on the border right now. It's a complete and utter disaster. We're experiencing a record level of illegals coming across our border. It is an invasion, but it would get worse if Title 42 was to be upended. So it's a win for him. When we get back, I'll tell you how it's a win for us.
Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.